Oh, what a beautiful day it is. Good morning and welcome to State Track 2023. It's the final day. This update brought to you by our fine friends at Western Iowa Networks, DMAC, Audubon Rec Center, and Plastico. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7 in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Nothing new to report on since my last update last hour, but we'll just rehash what happened to the Carroll Tigers in the 3A girls sprint medley. They picked up a 10th place finish with a time of 1:51.38. That team made up of Brenna Goins, Libby Perkins, Madison Tuning, and Marie Day. We are just minutes away now from the girls 800-meter finals for Class 2A and 3A. Chloe Judish of South Central Calhoun running in the 2A event. Marie Day of Carroll running in the 3A event. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we do have a pair of events. The boys 800-meter final for Class 1A, Audubon's Zeke Conkler will run in that event. And the Arweva shuttle hurdle team will run in the 1A finals. Elizabeth Bruner, Amber Regaler, Jamie Hausman, and Maggie Regaler will run in that one. And then we'll have a little bit of a break closer to 1 o'clock. And through 2:30, things will be fairly busy. But until then, we're just kind of easing into this final day of State Track for 2023. This update brought to you by Tegas Overhead Door, Wittrock Motor Company, Top Loft, and Robin Salon and Tanning. I'm Nick Brinks, along with Jeff Blankman, Tyler Bruner, Jeff Storyhan, and Macy Snyder, along with Todd Danner, bringing you State Track coverage from Des Moines. For all of today's results, photos, and interviews, or yesterday, or Thursday's results, and all that fun stuff, you can find it all at sports.1380kcim.com. or check us out on Twitter at CB Sports Network. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.